Good morning. We're continuing our series on the Beatitudes. So over the last couple of weeks, I've explained why we're singing the Beatitudes, what they are, the hymns that we're singing. And so today I'm going to focus a little bit on the actual Beatitudes as they come to us as recorded in this case by the evangelist Matthew, Matthew chapter 5, and the way that we use them in church. So first of all, the word beatitude, what is that? You know, we only really use it in the Bible as the Beatitudes, but even then the Lord, when he said the Beatitudes in English, he doesn't say beatitude this, beatitude that. He says blessed, but altogether that group of sort of, you know, extolling the virtues and promises of rewards for the virtues because of the blessings that come from God that are promised, you know, for the meek and the humble and the, you know, lovers of peace and all that kind of stuff. The blessings that come all together, the word beatitude is meaning that. Those blessings that come down from God. It's a little easier in Greek because it's called makarismi, from the word makarios, which is what the Lord said, makari, when he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. In the Greek text, it says, makari ptohitopneva. He says, makari this, makari. It's the same word, you know. So when things go into translation, it needs explanation so that we understand what we mean. So the important thing is the concept and not so much the words, because words are just sounds that come out of our mouth, and we give them meaning that we intend. So I'm going to give you the meaning of what we intend when we say blessed in church. So I may have said this some other year that I was doing points, but the English word bless, let's focus on that because it's used a lot here, blessed, right? So I looked it up in the etymological dictionary, and you can do this too, but the English word bless is related to the word blood. And, you know, you can imagine that something dedicated to God, it could be a sacrifice of blood, this, that, and the other, even the blood of Christ. You know, ultimately, the blood is involved in sanctifying and sacrificing in the Old Testament. You know, the altar and the tent of witness. Moses, God told Moses to purify and bless it with blood. Okay, not that the word bless is the word blood. I'm just saying that, you know, it has a, there's a relationship to it. So what bless means, it doesn't mean blood. It means what? It means giving sanctification, giving holiness, also giving praise and glory to God. Now, the Greek word and the Latin word behind the word bless, like the Greek word is evlogo, evlogia, which is two things. Ev means good, logos means word. In the Latin is the benedictus, so ben is good, dictus is word. So it also has the connotation, the non-English word has the connotation of saying something good, like giving a good word, like praising God, okay? So when we say, bless the Lord, O my soul, you know, you might think, how can I bless God? I mean, like we ask God to bless us, right? Okay, different connotation, different context. When we say bless the Lord, we're saying, it means praise the Lord. Say a good word to the Lord. Oh, my soul, think good words of praise and glory for the God. That's what bless the Lord means. When we say God bless you, then we're using the connotation of may God give you his grace, may God shower you with health, may God, you know, with his blessing. We have to understand that words that come out of our mouth that sound the same can have different meanings. Now, when it comes to this here, blessed are people who do certain good things, promises that the Lord made, here becomes a little even more, I don't want to say confusing, because I'm going to explain it to you, and it won't be confusing anymore. But as I read in the etymological dictionary, the word bless means what I told you. And then there's the word bliss, which means happiness, you know, good fortune, And they're really not related. But because they sound alike over the centuries, they kind of merged. And so when we say blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the poor spirit, then we're using it in the way that bliss means. In other words, happy, fortunate, blessed by God. In Greek and in other languages, it's actually a different word. So while Evlohi psichimu, ton kirion, means bless the Lord, O my soul. Say good praises to the Lord, you know. Or we say, Father, bless me. In other words, send, you know, say a word of blessing over me and that I may be, you know, healthy. The Greek word for the Beatitudes is makarios. Different word from the Greek word makri. If you know Greek, makro means long or an extension, and it means the blessings and good things that extend from heaven, from God down to us. So we have this meaning of makarios, blessed. So when we say blessed in the Beatitudes, we really mean bliss, blessed. And some modern translations, instead of using the word blessed, perhaps to avoid the confusion, they will say happy or fortunate is the person who is humble, or the all these promises that the Lord. Okay? So we have different uses of in the English language, different uses of the word bless and blessed. Now, just to backtrack a little bit with the word evlogia, evlogitos, and the original blessed, not bliss, but the other one, we say blessed is our God. Okay? We start services. And so in Greek, for example, it's evlogitos. And the only one who is evlogitos is God. And even if you just say, and in the Bible it says, you know, you don't read it in Greek, but it says, you know, are you the son of the evlogitou? Are you the son of the blessed? You know, it was enough to say the blessed one to mean God. Okay? Because only God is, like, existentially, if we can say that, holy and blessed. When we say evlogimenos or erhomenos, you know, blessed, you know, blessed is the kingdom. That is a passive participle. I don't know what part of speech it is. The point is that it's something that has been blessed as opposed to something that is blessed. In English, however, when we say blessed and mean is holy, we say blessed, like, blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. God is blessed. Blessed is God, meaning he is existentially holy. And then we say, I feel blessed, and I'm using the same word, but we mean it in the passive way of that I have received the blessing. How can we do it? It's a language. It has its limitations. It has the way it works. Okay? That's not the Beatitudes. Beatitudes now, we're going to use the word blessed to mean blissful, happy, fortunate, because you're doing the right thing. So over the next, you know, is my time up? I think I'm going to fit in one of the Beatitudes so we get an idea of, you know, what these things are, okay? So people think that, you know, heaven, hell, you know, and talk about rewards is, like, wrong. Well, that's not true. I mean, we don't earn our salvation. The Lord died on the cross. You know, he regenerated humanity by being incarnated. All those things that he did, we didn't do anything, and we don't do anything to earn that. And we simply believe, and we ask for it, and we get it. But once we're in, you know, the Lord says in here and in other places, he says, do this, that, and the other, and great is your reward in heaven. He talked about rewards, okay? It's like a carrot. You get the reward. And other things he says, and woe to you, because there will be hell and fire for, you know, if you do these other things. That's not salvation. That's, you know, that's something else. That's your reward after you're saved, or not. I mean, so he's talking about the virtues that if those people who practice these virtues do a lot of things. First of all, they're going to imitate God. This is actually telling us something about God when he's saying poor in spirit, you know, lovers of peacemakers, and this enduring persecutions. He's actually describing himself, and he's saying, do these things, and you'll be blessed because you will be like like God is. So now I think I have exceeded my time, and we will continue this in the weeks to come and go one by one through the Beatitudes, and I'm sure that we'll be memorizing them because we're going to be singing them like now. In your kingdom, remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. The fruit that killed me of old was good for food and beautiful to contemplate. But Christ is the very tree of life from which I eat and die not. And echoing the robber's words, I cry out, remember me in your kingdom, O Lord.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When you, O merciful Lord, were lifted on the cross, you canceled and erased the bonded record of the primal sin of Adam, and you saved us, the human race, from all deceit. Therefore we extol you, our benefactor and Lord.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. You nailed our sins to the cross, O Master, all compassionate Lord Jesus Christ. And you put death to death by your death, and also resurrected from the dead those who had died. Therefore we all worship you and your resurrection, O God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The serpent spat out the bitter poison into the ears of Eve of old, but Christ on the tree of the cross poured out onto the world sweetness of eternal life. I cry out, remember me in your kingdom, O Lord.
Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. They buried you in a tomb, O Savior, as one mortal Christ, the life of all. You smashed the bars of Hades and its gates, and then on the third day you rose as the Almighty God and illumined everyone. Glory to your resurrection.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. When Christ the Savior had truly risen from the dead on the third day, he gave to his disciples and his friends his peace, and he blessed them and sent them out, commanding them, make disciples of all men and bring them to my kingdom.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Light is the Father, the Son, and Logos is light. The Holy Spirit is light. The three are one, uncreated light, one God in three persons, and one in nature, one in rule, undivided, unconfused, pre-eternal, single God.